Well, this is Rion Jones of the Consultation Institute, and it's the 9th of November. And I think we're going to label this the Schofield Syndrome. And that's clearly a reference to the shenanigans on the ITV programme yesterday morning when they tried to embarrass the Prime Minister with a list of data that came from the internet. And I'm going to define the Schofield Syndrome as the inappropriate use of unvalidated data from the social media rumour mill. And the reason we're focusing on it is that I think it's much, much wider than the ham-fisted attempt by one journalist at getting a news story. I think it's an issue that's going to impact anyone who has to organise public consultations in the coming years. I mean, it's taken us only 2 or 3 years to move from a realisation that social media was there, it can't be uninvented, and we're going to have to learn to live with it, and to teach people how it can be a useful way of gathering a lot of people's views, and maybe a lot of views that we wouldn't have gathered using traditional channels, to a realisation that there are some very fundamental challenges in the use that we put to that data. And I think this television programme sharply shows some of the pitfalls of getting that wrong. It's interesting that a couple of years ago we started running a training course on using social media, and that was all about awareness raising. And now we're having to figure out what is best practice in the use of information, the authenticity of which, or the truth of which, you cannot validate very easily. So the conclusion we've come to is that we now have to turn our attention to helping managers learn how to apply the rules of fair interpretation to this data. And for that reason, it's of particular importance to those of us who to ensure that consultation practices meet best practice standards. I'm sure we'll come back to this time and time again. In the meantime, some of you may want to see the code of practice that the Institute has recently published on this, and I'm sure that we may well have to amend it to include a reference to what we'll call the Schofield Syndrome.